Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Radio Program. My, how the year has flown. Here it is, West Palm Beach, Florida. Saturday, the 9th of July, 2022. We're privileged to be here at iHeartRadio, where we're now on the iHeart app, where you can listen to us daily and weekly. Have with us the Vice President of Business Development, myself, Robert Urbanek, along with the co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergert from Boost You Our Business, corporate trustee member. Folks, if you haven't tried the five core marketing strategies, the 30-day authority pop, or looked into a mobile app through Rob, you're going to get a treat of your life this morning. And also with us, we want to do a special shout-out to John Kroll, our board president, dear friend of mine and mentor. He's also the host of our weekly radio programs. He's tied up today on a closing. It's been a rough summer. He's been very busy. We roll with Kroll. So what I want to do, Rob, we have a limited time. Let's get into it this morning and let these people know how you can help them.
Sounds great. I appreciate having me on the show. Again, it's Rob Hergert with Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. Our phone number is 305-479-7311. We are a very unique, full-scale digital marketing agency. We kind of do everything soup to nuts, from advertising, reputation, social media. But an area I'd like to talk about today is mobile apps. We have built a team. Our team has been building mobile apps basically since Apple started their app store, and we've done well over 4,000 mobile apps. And the reason why businesses should be looking at a mobile app, it is probably the least expensive, most effective way to engage with your customers and with your prospective customers. And COVID really did a great job of reinforcing that. You know, many of the local businesses that ended up going out of business are really suffering. Many of them did it because they really didn't have a list of customers, existing customers, or, you know, any future customers to engage with, to send out notifications, to get advertising to, and really suffered accordingly. And with a mobile app, your environment, your platform, and it is your platform, is now on your customers' cell phones permanently. So you can send out notifications, you can send out push notifications, inform them of what's going on in the business. If you're a restaurant, your specials or any special events, you can send out offers, you can send out all sorts of information, but getting engaged with your customers. And you can do all of that free of charge. And that's one of the beauties of a mobile app. The other side of it is for all practical purposes, it is your environment. So you're able to put in there what you would like to put in there, you know, to a certain degree. Unlike some of the other platforms that can actually close you down if they don't like what you've got, you know, what you're posting, what you're putting on there, even your advertisements. So a mobile app is crucial if you're dealing particularly business to consumer. But even business to business. I'll give you a great example. I stopped for a quick lunch today in a deli, and their phones were ringing off the hook, just going crazy with orders. But it was, you know, this deli was, paying people full-time wages to take orders off of the telephone. And I mentioned to the waitress, I said, if you ever considered a mobile app, first off, it's a whole lot easier for the user. You can increase your business substantially because now you can get it out there to so many people, and they can just get on their app. They can order everything that they want, put in their address. This particular deli delivered themselves, or they had pickups. All of that can be done on the mobile app, and they can pay for it right then and there, and they're not having to wait for customers to pay them when they get there. You know, whether it was lost orders or wrong addresses. But those customers can also share with their friends and family. And again, that app is on that cell phone permanently.
You know, one of the neatest things that I think about the app that a lot of people are not aware of. You know, I was talking to Rob a month or two back, and I said, you know, we just dropped three blocks of 10,000 emails, you know, like 29,900 and whatever it was, because you have to be under the 10,000 limit. And I told them I was proud. I said, you know, we had like a 21-22% open rate. I want Rob to reiterate this to the listening audience. Give the people the statistics on the openings from a push notification versus an email blast, if you would, please. Listen to this, folks. This is huge.
Push notifications, they average somewhere between 85 and 95% open rate, which means the vast majority of your customers are getting your message. If you're communicating with them, you know, I go back to restaurants. Some restaurants have a, you know, you get on their list and they correspond with you via email. Well, the average email rate right now is, you know, typically you're fortunate to get a 15% open rate, which means 85% of your customers aren't getting your message. They're not hearing you. And, you know, that's the whole thing is you want to be engaged with them. You want them to keep you top of mind, and that's where a mobile app can come into play. And we do everything at Boost Your Business. One of our mission statements is really bring technology to the small business, local business, at a fraction of typically what's out there in the marketplace. And our full-scale custom mobile app, our standard one is $1,700 or three payments of $700. It's very, very affordable. And we've got a program that I don't believe anybody has out there where you can actually make two full-scale changes every single month. And we have a maintenance fee of $50 that keeps your mobile app up to date with Android and Apple, but it also enables you to have two full-scale changes or additions or deletions on that app, which most companies would charge you a couple hundred dollars just for one change. So we've really put something together very special for the small business world and made it incredibly affordable and effective.
You know, we're extremely excited. Rob's in the process of completing an app for us for the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce. Be rolling that out over the next few weeks. And then also, and we got about a minute left, I want you to touch on this, Rob. We're going to be, through Boost Your Business and the collaboration with the Chamber, going to be offering the streaming bundled packages for Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV. Touch on that real quickly, Rob, and give your info.
Yeah, we have developed our own television network. We are bringing streaming TV to the small and local business world at an affordable price. If you've ever checked it out, you may see prices of $20,000 a month, which the average company can't do. We've brought it in at an incredibly affordable price. If you look at the vision, what an amazing way to be able to get your message and your story out to the public, whether it's you know, local, national, or international. So give us a call. We'd love to help you. Again, it's Rob Herget, Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com, 305-479-7311.
Folks, take advantage of the five core marketing strategies, the 30-day authority pop, and look into the app because it's the way of the future. You don't want to get left behind. Once again, you're listening to us this morning on the iHeart app. It's been Rob Herget, corporate trustee member, Boost Your Business. Rob, thank you for coming out again this Saturday morning. We appreciate you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program. We're privileged to be here on July 9th, 2022, Saturday morning at iHeartRadio, where you're now listening to us on the app in West Palm Beach, Florida. Have with us the co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Herget, corporate trustee member from Boost Your Business. Folks, look into the mobile app, try the five core marketing strategies, and you definitely want to do the 30-day authority pop. Our board president, my dear friend and mentor, as well as the host of our weekly radio programs, couldn't make it today. We roll with Kroll. John, we hope you feel better soon. Have with us corporate trustee member, Dr. Dion Roundtree from Roundtree Training and Consulting. She's also a network franchise owner of Network in Action, who we've recently partnered with. She's an accomplished John Maxwell author. She's an award-winning speaker. Folks, if you own a business or you have a large staff of people and you're coming back into business from the pandemic, chances are people have been working from home. There may be some transparency issues or maybe the adjustment of coming back into the office place. Dr. Roundtree is the person you want to contact to have talk to your working staff, whether it's your sales staff, your admin staff, or the CEOs and executives and senior VPs about the to-dos and don'ts in corporate America today. She wrote a book about it. We have limited time. What I'd like for you to do this morning, Dr. Rountree, get into it and explain to people what you do and how you can help them. And you can also see her. She was out Thursday at her office for the networking event, and she'll be at all of our events for the remainder of this year and the 2023 calendar year. Go ahead, Doctor.
Okay. Hello, Rob and Rob. It's so nice to be back. And a big shout out to my friend John Cole, praying for you. It was so nice to see you all yesterday at the networking event. And it's just a privilege to partner with you guys. It's been, almost 2 years, I guess, since we've been working together. And as you stated, Rob, I'm out here to help individuals to succeed in their business goals, whether they're in a position and they are working for someone, or they are in a position to employ others. I'm here to help those individuals to succeed. How do I do it? Well, as a corporate trainer, a career coach, a leadership speaker and consultant, I go into companies and I help to develop their teams. I help to develop their employees to show up and represent their organizations professionally, appropriately, and confidently. I do this by teaching them emotional intelligence so that they can get along with others. Their interpersonal relationships and skills are developed and enhanced by working with me. As a certified DISC trainer and consultant, I help individuals to understand the why they show up the way that they do, and why others interact with them the way that they do. It helps them to be self-aware and take responsibility for their career success, whether they're hiring others, whether they have a business of their own and dealing with clients, or whether they are an employee of someone and they just want to get promoted and show up professionally. Rob, as you said also, I help business owners and professionals get clients by getting referrals. I love partnering with you all. Some of the business owners there are actually members of Network in Action. So what do we do? We're intentional. We're purposeful. Getting referrals to help scale your business. I have three groups, a women's group that's virtual, and two local groups here in Palm Beach, Florida. If you're looking for a way to collaborate with other like-minded professionals, please contact me. The best way to reach me is on LinkedIn. I'm there all the time. Or you can contact me directly at 561-323-3845. And my website is my name. It's unique. I must admit, it's unique. It's spelled DeeAwnRountree, beyondrountree.com. I'd be happy to meet with you, consult with you freely, and hopefully we can move forward to support your business goals and help you to be a success.
I think it sounds fantastic. I think one of the things that that impressed me that we had discussed earlier is your guarantee on ROI with your group. Can you go into a little detail as to how that works and really your expectation for what businesses should be looking at?
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that question. Yes, we guarantee your return on investment. Now, I don't know any other networking organization that does it the way that we do it. We just ask our members, if they attend 11 of the 12 monthly meetings. We only meet once a month, and it's virtual. And that's not to say we don't have other opportunities to get together, but the one that counts towards your return on investment is once a month, and it's virtual. Just attend 11 of the 12 meetings so your fellow business partners can get to know, like, and trust you, so they know what you do and how you do it and how you can learn about them, and that way you can pass referrals and connections to each other. If you do that and pass 12 referrals, that's one referral a month. It could be to anyone in the group or in the organization. It could even be to me as a potential member. You pass 12 referrals And we guarantee if you don't make 10 times your investment, your second year is absolutely free. So we're bearing the risk because we're confident that we're going to help and support you to grow your business with referrals.
And tell us how easy it is to push those referrals to your fellow group members. Your technology is awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much again, Rob. Yes. So our technology is second to none. Again, I don't know any networking organization that provides an app to pass referrals real time, to pass connections real time, to communicate with each other. We even have what's called reputation management software. All of you digital marketers know what that is, where you can send your link from your iPhone to clients, friends, and family. They can write reviews and help you to scale up on Google and on social media. There's other opportunities. We even have a virtual MBA where you can log in anytime and get some real tips on how to scale your business, whether it's social media marketing, whether it's how to raise your prices. We all need that one. This organization is amazing, and I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Well, we've only got
Network in action.
Sounds terrific. And we only have about 30 seconds left. It has been a real pleasure to have you on the show. Again, share with the audience
you,
the best way to reach you, your website, your phone number, and your email information.
Yes. So my email is D like David, Roundtree Consulting at gmail.com. Pretty easy. D Roundtree Consulting at gmail.com. Phone number 561-323-3845. And my website, DEEAWN, Roundtree.com, beyondroundtree.com. I look forward to partnering with you. And my LinkedIn profile is available. Just connect.
It sounds great. It has been a real pleasure having you on the show, and you have a terrific rest of the weekend. And until we speak to you again, make it a impactful day.
Thank you, Dr. Roundtree.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. It's been a pleasure. God bless.
And you are an asset to the Chamber, folks. We're so happy we're collaborating and partnering with Dr. Roundtree and Network in Action. Have a happy Saturday. Thank you.
Yes. And your members get a discount, Rob. Don't forget to mention.
We will do that. We'll get a press release out over the next week. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Bye-bye.
Are you a business professional looking to take your career to the next level? Dr. Dion Roundtree from Roundtree Training and Consulting is a certified leadership coach, trainer, and speaker with the John Maxwell team. She offers development programs and support leaders, decision makers, and professionals in accomplishing goals. Receive a personalized plan for success with one-on-one leadership coaching. Call 561-323-3845 or visit DEEAWNRoundtree.com. Roundtree Training and Consulting, your success is my business.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program. We're privileged to be here on Saturday, July 9th, 2022, iHeart Radio, West Palm Beach, Florida, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app daily, weekly, and monthly. Have with us the co-host of our weekly radio programs, Rob Hergett from Boost You Our Business. Folks, if you have not tried the five core marketing strategies, looked into the mobile app, or done the 30-day authority pop, it is a must. Have with us corporate trustee member Sandra Vengochea from the Brighton Group in Coral Gables, Florida. Sandra, what I'd like for you to do this morning, get into it a little bit and share with the listening audience what you do at the Brighton Group, what your target market is, and who you can help so they'll be able to reach out to you, because you're going to be at all of the upcoming events for the balance of this year and the 2023 calendar year and be a regular on our weekly radio programs. And we're really looking forward to working with you and your team. Go ahead, if you would, please, this morning.
Well, thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having us and, you know, keeping us in all of your amazing events. So the Brighton Group, we were a company established in 2015. We're a multi-service organization. We specialize in all types of health insurance, Medicare, ACA, the Affordable Care Act. We do life insurance, supplemental insurance plans, We also do real estate and financial management services. So we're kind of what you would call a one-stop shop. We like to be able to help our customers and our clients and even our partners that when they come to us looking for, you know, Medicare and they have a family member that needs life insurance or they're younger and they can't access Medicare, we can help them be insured in what is now ACA as Obamacare, as we all know it. So, and even though, you know, if they have, if they're needing to rent, to buy a house or anything, we have a team specialized in real estate. They help you get the better deal, whatever your needs are, what kind of home you would like. And our asset management, right now we're actually growing that part of the business. We're mostly working with international customers. They come to us, you know, we help them build their business, get it into America, advise them in what ways they can do better with their business. So we call ourselves, again, the one-stop shop. What we mostly focus on, which is the part that we have the biggest team, is in Medicare Advantage. We help with sub-agencies grow their business, train their agents, get them certified. We work with providers, helping them get contracted with the plans. We work with all carriers, with all health plans together, trying to grow. And even our home brokers and agents, where, you know, we offer, we have our own CRM system, which is very easy for them to get their payments. It's simple onboarding, simple interactions, disenrollment reports, and everything. We help them get contracted in with all the carriers, with their agencies, or even with us if that's what they're looking for. We do marketing campaign support. We offer co-working space. We have our own, you know, growth platform where we help them kind of train them, I would say, into how to get leads, how to contact providers, how to contact the centers, community outreach, provider affiliations, lead generations, and all of that. So, you know, we have a lot to offer, actually. It's easier if, you know, people go to our website and they can contact us there. If they're looking for our services or if they're looking for products, whatever it is that they're in need of. I don't know if you have any questions that that might have kind of come up.
Yeah, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. I do have a couple of questions for you. I just so you know, I own an insurance business down in Miami for 25 years. And sold that a number of years back, but so I have a pretty good sense of what you're doing. It looks like you are dealing with both the consumer as well as the consultant slash agents out there as well. Is that correct? You're bringing on board consultants that want to help clients through the services that you have.
Yes, correct.
Okay, terrific. And who is your target market now as far as the customer is concerned? We've got a huge audience that's listening. Who is your target market and what areas do you cover in South Florida?
So in South Florida, we cover Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. We actually do work as well. Well, not the it really matters at this time, but we're getting contracted with Texas. We do have in California. We're getting contracted in New York as well. But here in South Florida, it's Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. And like I said, since we are a one-stop shop, our clients or our consumers would be, you know, people that are that need Medicare or people that need health insurance, but we also, you know, help brokers or, agencies that need onboarding, that need to get contracted with the carriers or with the providers or need that kind of contact, we also help them. So I would say that our consumer list is a little bit expanded.
No, that sounds terrific. I know we've only got about 30 seconds left. I think you all are doing an amazing job. I know you have an amazing reputation in South Florida. Real quickly, share your contact information again. How can our listeners get a hold of you? Your name, your website, your email, phone number, all that information.
Perfect. So our website is www.brightongroupinc.com. Everything would be right there. I don't want to burden them with, more contact info. Our address is there. Our telephone number is there. I'll say it anyway. Our phone number is 305-376-7532. And again, the website is www.brightongroupinc.com.
Sandra, I want to thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to having you on for many weeks and months to come. The best to you and your team, and look forward to seeing you at the upcoming events in August. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for everything.
Have a super weekend.
Have a great day. You too. Thank you.
The Brighton Group is a one-stop shop specializing in insurance services, including Medicare Advantage, ACA, supplemental insurance plans, and life insurance. They're conveniently located in Coral Gables. The Brighton Group offers brokers weekly trainings, 24/7 support, pre-licensing courses, a wholly owned CRM system, a transparent commission structure, and more. For details, call 305-376-7532 or visit brightongroupinc.com. Together, building a brighter future, the Brighton Group is your guiding partner.
Good morning, Saturday, July 9th, 2022. How the year has flown. You're now listening to us on the iHeart app, daily, weekly, and monthly. Privileged to be here this morning with Rob Herget from Boost Your Business, the co-host of our weekly radio programs. We roll with Kroll, John Kroll, our board president, my dear friend and mentor, and the host of our weekly radio programs, is out with the flu today. Wishing him a speedy recovery. And we also have with us a corporate trustee member, Primary Care Medical Center, did I say that correctly?
Yes, Primary Medical Care Center, that's correct.
Primary Care Medical Center, there we go. I think the Alzheimer's is kicking in. With us is Michelle Miller. Michelle, what I'd like you to do, introduce yourself, give your pertinent contact information, the call signs for the locations, and I want to get into it a little bit because, folks, we have a lot of different stuff going on in August, September, October, November, and December. You're going to see a lot of this company because they're a primary care facility. I've been in their facilities. They're very nice. They're state-of-the-art. Their staff is extremely professional. Cutting-edge technology. Everything is new. And obviously, this is a situation where they have transportation. They can come out and pick up the individual, take them to the facility. They can see their primary care physician. They can have dental stuff done, vision, physical therapy, you name it. It's kind of like a one-stop shop for the people who need this type of medicine and medical care because it's changing rapidly within our country, and you're having a very positive effect on it. What I'd like you to do, Michelle, get into it and share with the listening audience what's going on at your facilities and how you can help people.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us on today. My name is Michelle Miller, and I'm representing Primary Medical Care Center. Our CEO is Mr. Kristen, and our mandate is to serve our mission is to serve the community, and our mandate is to is patient care, to deliver excellent care to every patient while not placing profit over the patient's health. We promote healthy living, and we believe that every life that we touch is improved. We have 5 locations. We have our North Miami, Lauderdale Lakes, Miramar, West Palm Beach, and also Pompano Beach. Pompano Beach is located at 1801 West Sample Road, Suite 100. That's Pompano Beach, Florida, 33064. And our telephone number for that location is 954-289-0000. Like you've mentioned, at Primary Care, we have our clean, friendly environment with state-of-the-art equipment. and also our staff. They very friendly, professional, and compassionate staff, which speaks English, Spanish, and Creole. We do have a staff that will allow you to assist you with applying for Medicaid, Medicaid, social security benefits, and also immigration services. We provide classes for our seniors on how to use their digital devices, which allows them to stay connected and connected to their loved ones. And we also have a pharmacy, and you mentioned the dental, and we also practice preventative medicine. We're also accepting new patients enrollment, and we're offering a $15 gift card for those who come in and do a tour, and we're inviting you to do tours at any of our locations. But I believe the closest to us here will be in Pompano Beach. So if you do, call us again at 954-289-0000 and schedule a tour to one of our state-of-the-art facilities, and we will be happy to share that gift card with you of $15.
Michelle, it's amazing what you all are doing. Again, this is Rob Herget with Boost Your Business. You probably didn't know this, but in a past life, I own an insurance business down in Miami, and for about 25 years, we did healthcare for corporations. So I really appreciate and respect what you put together, because you really are delivering healthcare in a new and more effective manner. You're changing the way healthcare is being delivered out there, which is huge. And we need that so badly. It's no longer about insurance. It's really about the care itself, and particularly the preventive side. And I guarantee you, I'll put money that your hospital rates have gone down substantially compared to many practices up there, which is the primary judge these days when it comes to health carriers and so forth. So I commend you on what you're doing. Tell us a little bit, anything new coming down the pike, anything that makes you, everything you shared makes you unique compared to most practices. Anything else that you want to share with the audience that really makes you unique compared to, you know, everything else out there?
Sure. We also have, apart from the medical side, the insurance side of our family here, at Primary, we are a family. And so within the staff, we have an awesome staff, awesome team here. And we also take that care into our community, where we're plugged into our community. We not only see and serve our patient, but we also serve our community. So in every area that we do have our clinic, we do have food pantries. We even have clergy teams, because we understand, as you said, we're not focused only on the insurance side, but we are focused on the people that we serve, and the people make up our community. So we also, we serve our community as well. And we also have we host annual events in our community, and we would love for you to follow us on our social media platform, our website, www.primarymed.com, Twitter at #primarymed, Instagram #primary_med, and Facebook at #primarymed. And you will be able to follow us and to see what we're doing within the community. So we do have the clinical side, and then we do have that arm where we are still connected. After you leave our facility, we're still connected with our patient in the community as well. We keep them engaged.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's the way healthcare needs to be going, and I just applaud what you're doing out there and the amazing reputation you do have in the community. I hear the music on there. That means we've got about 30 seconds left. If you can share with the audience your contact information, how they can get a hold of you, how they can get a tour at your facility, and everybody that's listening, go check them out. See how they really make a huge difference in the community and on your healthcare.
Okay, sure. And so, again, our telephone number here is 954-289-0000. Call us, and we will be happy to give you a tour. And our slogan here is, our primary focus is you. So you, we pay attention to you, and we are here to serve you. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thanks, Michelle. It's been a pleasure.
Michelle, thank you so much. You and your team are outstanding, and wanted to get into it, but I'll get a hold of you next week. We got some exciting news. We have some additional dates that we recently got under contract this week. It'll be very exciting for you and your team because I know you're going to want to go there. With that being said,
sure.
Thank you for coming on. I'll reach out to you next week, and the best to you and your team and Princeton, everyone. Keep up the great work. You're changing lives, and we still want to get out there to do a networking event with you on site. So whenever you and Paola get a chance, reach out to us and let us know. All right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You bet. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Bye.
Your health is your primary concern, and ours too. At Primary Medical Care Center, our friendly, professional, and compassionate staff are here for you. That's why we provide transportation delivery medication to your door, host health and wellness seminars, and more. Primary Medical Care Center invites you to tour one of our centers nearest you to receive a $15 gift card. Call 954-289-0000. Online at primarymed.com. That's primarymed.com. Our primary focus is you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program on Saturday, July 9th, 2022. How the year has flown. You're now listening to us on the iHeart app daily, weekly, and monthly. We're privileged to be here this morning on Saturday, July 9th with Rob Hergott, co-host of our weekly radio hope programs from Boost Your Business. Folks, if you haven't tried the 30-day authority pop, looked into the five core marketing strategies, or looked into a mobile app through Rob, you must do that because he's the best in the business, and that's why he's with us. Have with us corporate trustee member Bill Savino from Monarch Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Margate, Florida. Bill, what I'd like for you to do this morning, sir, give everyone your pertinent contact information, and I know there's some different questions that we want to ask you, and I know there's some things that you want to share with the listening audience. We have limited time, so let's go ahead and get into it this morning, if you would, please. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Good morning to everyone. Monarch Funeral Home and Cremation Services. Obviously, our domain is always best. It's easy. MonarchFuneralHome.com. We are located directly across the street from the hospital, Northwest Hospital. It's 2950 North State Road 7 in Margate. Phone number is just as easy, 954-953-HOME, which is 4663.
Terrific. Bill, this is Rob Hergott with Boost Your Business. One of the things that impresses me most about what you're doing over there is you really have, you focus on that word home. You've made your funeral home, your facilities, like people coming to the home. Tell us a little bit about that and expound a little bit on what you've done there.
Absolutely. As long as I've been in this industry, which is 37 plus years, it was developed and designed and founded when funerals were done in someone's home. So what I wanted to do was create a home atmosphere with the technology of what people have been asking for, just unfortunately have not been able to get anywhere else. So the one word home, as well as unique, I feel sums us up, as everyone is unique. So is our funeral home, from the fragrances to the technology, live streaming, digital registering, things of that nature.
I think it's incredible. You know, I've been to a number of funerals, and I think the biggest thing when you walk into a funeral home is just being comfortable. You know, making that atmosphere where it's not morbid. It's a celebration of life, and I think that's what you've done there. Can you share with the audience a couple of examples of how you've used technology, your thoughts as making it a home? What have you done specifically to make that comfort level different than most facilities out there?
I'll refer to, as I say, the five senses of sight, smell, hearing, taste, and touch. We've incorporated all of them. From sight to a feeling of you will not believe you're in a funeral home. That was the intention. We wanted it to be the word, not morbid, comfortable, because it's difficult enough as to what you're dealing with at that point to then walk into a facility that you look at, as you state, to feel comfortable, to make it somewhat easier. So the sight, the smell, we have fragrances. We've all said, I know when I'm in a funeral home, by the way, it smells. Well, for me, it was, well, how do we get around that? So we get fragrances pumped right into our air conditioning unit. There are people that have allergies, so we don't have to do that. But do you want it to smell like apple pie because grandma made the greatest apple pie? We can do that. Dad loved to cut the lawn. Would you like for it to smell like cut grass? So there's things that we do with fragrances. Hearing, another issue has always been at a service, you can't hear the service. There's no sound system. We have the sound system, as I say, of a nightclub. We the LED lighting of a lounge. We want to bring in what that individual customized legacy celebrations of life. So the taste, catered food, beverages, two bars, the coffee water bar, the full service bar. So you don't have to worry about cups and ice and what about the silverware or the cup, anything. It's all done under one roof. And touch, we give a lot of hugs. We're a family business. We're here to help. And we have our dog, you know, Monarch, who's our licensed comfort dog. Some families love to have him there. He helps with the children that are experiencing, you know, the death of a loved one as well.
I think one of the things that impressed me the most, Bill, and when I looked at the virtual tour, Donna has done it a few times out at our networking events, and I still want to get by there when to meet you when you have time, because I know your schedule is much like ours. You're extremely busy. You know, I hear that sound. We got about 90 seconds left. And another thing, Bill, hats off. Kudos to Donna Pacheco. I mean, the young lady that you have working with you that comes out, she is just an exceptional arm of your business, because it's almost like an extended family member. She considers you folks family, and she is obviously an asset to your team, but she's so easy to work with, and she's just wonderful. We love her. She does an excellent job, and I know you must really enjoy having a great employee like that, because she really speaks highly of the organization, and we see why. And we're privileged to have you on board, because you bring value to our chamber, to the membership base. And what I'd like for you to do, we got about a minute left, give everyone your pertinent contact information again and let them know how they can get a hold of you and your team.
That would be great. Yeah, Donna, we refer to as our bonus mom. We have a family, so employees know we're all a family. But anyway, as far as monarchfuneralhome.com, Monarch Funeral Home and Cremation Services, 2950 North State Road 7, Margate, Florida, 33063, phone number 954-953-HOME, which is 4663. We're located directly across the street from Northwest Hospital, just south of Sample Road.
Want to get out there? We'll talk to you about possibly doing an in-house networking event there, Bill, if time allots it to be done this year. Something for you to consider. I know Donna and I spoke about it prematurely. Obviously, it's your decision. We'd love to do that. And until we have
you on. We're ready for you.
Perfect. Perfect. Until we have you on next time, which we look forward to having you on regularly, I want to thank you for taking your time this morning. I know that you have your family as well. Folks, you've been listening to us now on the iHeart app. Once again, it's Bill Savino from Monarch Funeral Home and Creations in Margate, Florida.
Thanks, Bill. This is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. Have a fantastic weekend, and we look forward to having you on again.
You do as well. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning. Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce radio program, where you're now listening to us on the iHeart app daily, weekly, and monthly. Saturday, July 9th, 2022, how the year has flown. Our next guest touches my heart. The gentleman's name is Cedric Davis. I'm going to let him give out his pertinent contact information. I shared with Cedric in some private meetings as well as before on air, because he's a corporate trustee member. I'm an adopted child. I was a baby. I have some older siblings who are blood relatives who remember the process. I don't, but I was fortunate to be adopted by wonderful people. And with us is the co-host of our weekly radio program, Rob Hergett from Boost Your Business. What I'd like you to do, Cedric, because you're the final interview this morning, get into it and give everyone your contact information, the name of the organization. And then I want to kudos to you and your team and what you're doing, because you're making differences in these children's lives who otherwise may not be so fortunate at some point in time down the road. But I'd like you to get into it if you would, please, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, good day. My name is Cedric Davis. I'm the VP of Foster Care Services here at the Florida United Methodist Children's Home. Here, our mission is to empower children and families to experience the transformation love of Christ through holistic care. Some other things that we do, basically, when you're looking at the children's home, the home seeks to restore wholeness and facilitate, reconciliation in the lives of children and families we serve. We recruit and license foster parents in Broward, Palm Beach, Volusia, Flagler, and Hillsborough County. But one thing we try to do is find safe homes for children to remain in, kids that have been abused or neglected or abandoned. And we try to find temporary safe homes until we can get those kids back with their families in a safe environment.
Folks, this is Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business. I had a chance to talk to Cedric a little bit yesterday, and he was telling me there are 31,000 children in the state of Florida in foster care. That's a huge number. Cedric, can you share some ideas, some baby steps that the rest of us, you know, things that we can do to help the situation, even those that may not be ready to foster a child or even adopt a child? Is there something that we can do to help the system, help the children, particularly in the states, and make a difference with these kids?
Yeah, thank you. And definitely number one is becoming a foster parent. But we do understand that becoming a foster parent is not for everyone. Some people may not have the lifestyle or the time to care for kids, 24/7. One option folks have is to become a respite parent. And what a respite parent is someone to give foster parents a break. Sometimes our families may be overwhelmed and need a break, or they may have other engagements out of town with work or something like that, and they need a backup for a weekend or a few days. Becoming a respite parent is also an option. We also have families and folks in the community that volunteer. Some of the volunteer may be back to school. We normally have a back to school event for all our families. Usually in the month of May, we do foster parent appreciation. So sometimes we may have folks volunteer during those events as well. We also have a lot of people that donate items. It may be tickets to family friendly events. It may be gently used clothing, or shoes and things like that. We also have people that donate diapers for the families that actually care for the babies and wipes. And things like that. Back-to-school supplies is also something that we can always use.
You just gave me an idea, and I'll discuss with Rob, but I think as a chamber, I think it would be an amazing thing for us as a chamber and a community to come together and do a drive to whether it's money or whether it's just items that you need, and put a drive together and have everybody in our community bring supplies for these kids and these families. Is there a place where there would that people could see a list of what's needed, and hopefully you can help us with a little guidance in doing this? But I think it's something that we definitely would like to do in the next month or so.
It's funny you mention that, because Cedric and I had talked about this a couple of different times. I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to mention this over here thinking the same thing during the interview. It reminded me, we want to come up with a venue where we can actually turn it into an event where it would be, people can come out and be a pop-up event where they can set up a table there, so people know that their company's there if they want to contribute to their company or through their employment forces. And then obviously get a group of people to come out, you know, to contribute with clothing and food and all the different things that we need. And obviously get probably the Marlins on board to donate some tickets, because we were going to do it with the Panthers, but hockey season ended quickly in the playoffs. But a couple of venues come to mind, St. Demetrius. I know Father Pete would be behind it. Colony West in Tamarack, we could do that there with Brian. And then also possibly Westminster Academy. John's an alumnus, so A lot of different ways we can do it. I want to definitely make sure we get together as a team this week and try to put that in motion. Let's do that, Cedric, because I think it's something we do need to do, because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of people in South Florida, and you're changing lives throughout the state, not just in South Florida, but there's a lot of kids who could use a new start, a fresh face as far as parents are concerned, and I'll leave it at that. Don't want to overstep my boundaries, but thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's great. And just to answer your question, I'm sorry, we do have a needs list that I can share, and also on our website, which is www.fumch.org, you can also see a needs list on that website as well.
That's terrific. Can you share with the audience what the percentages of children that age out of foster, that just go through foster, you know, either all of their life, a chunk of their life, but end up aging out and not getting adopted? Because that's a pretty significant number.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's almost 31,000 children in the state of Florida in foster care. We do have a lot of kids that get adopted. However, just to let you know, sometimes kids decide not to be adopted, and they do have that right. And a lot of our teenagers, want to be adopted, but we have some that don't. So, with that number of percentage as the ones who want to be adopted versus don't, I don't actually have those numbers because I don't have access to that. But you do have a lot of kids that age out of foster care that may need independent living skills and may need support. Foster care, about 5 years ago, kids aged out at the age of 18. Now kids can opt to stay in the foster care up until the age of 21. And that is another caveat to what you just asked as well, because we have a lot of kids now opting to stay in the foster care to receive that support from families from the age of 18 through 21 years of age as well.
Okay, terrific. I thank God for that change in rules. I hear the music, which means we've only got 30 seconds left. But again, we appreciate your coming on. You are making a huge impact in this community. And real quickly, if you can give your contact information again so the audience can reach you, can take a look at that needs list. And we will work in the next week or so to put something together as far as putting a drive to help make an impact with these children.
Okay. Our website is www.fumch.org. And my name is Cedric Davis, and I can actually be reached at 813-240-9980.
Thanks so much, Cedric. It is always a pleasure having you on there. And thank you very much to you and your organization for all the work that you've done for what's it been, almost 100 years in some cases. But we look forward to having you on again, and we really do look forward to helping you out and doing something.
Absolutely.
Within the chamber and the community and us doing our part.
Absolutely. 110%.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to partnering with you guys.
We'll definitely
on a different platform as well. Thank
yep.
you.
We'll get together on a meeting this week, Cedric, midweek. Reach out. Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless, my friend.
You do the same. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Make a true difference in the life of a child. Are you interested in becoming a foster parent? The Florida United Methodist Children's Home is currently recruiting foster parents in Broward and Palm Beach counties. The Children's Home is a private, faith-based nonprofit organization that offers a continuum of care for children, youth, and families throughout Florida. Open your heart and your home. The Children's Home offers support to foster parents to ensure the stable placement of children. For more details, visit fumch.org. That's fumch.org.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Program with your host, Board President John Kroll of Kroll Realty.